Delighted this evening to welcome to Radio Waitea this evening, Reikura Kahi. And Reikura is the co-chair of Matawai. And I just enjoy enjoying my time talking to her this evening. Kia ora, Reikura.
Kia ora rā. Tēnā koe whai meripeka.
Yeah, tēnā koe. Now, I just thought perhaps we could have an update on what's happening at Matawai at present, because I know that, you're an independent entity and, of course, you want to promote the use of te reo in our homes and in the community. And is it happening and how's it going in that area? Because it's right throughout the motu, ne?
That's right. So recently, last month, released for consultation along with Waka Kotahi, bilingual signage. And some may have heard about it, some may not. And so this is probably, the first time some people are hearing about it. But bilingual signage, basically, there are 94 signs gone out for consultation, and the consultation ends at the end of this month on the 30th of June. There are 94 signs, as I mentioned before, and they're a variation of different signs, destination signs, public and active transport signs, walking and cycling signs, general advisory, permanent warning signs. And these will all be bilingual. So you'll see, for instance, bus stop, it'd be Tunga Pahi. Mm. And you'll have, the same shape and the symbol there of a bus, but you'll have Tunga Pahi, bus stop. This is absolutely what we need moving forward for Aotearoa. Tātou, Te Iwi Māori, and our other ethnicities that we have, multicultural society that we now find ourselves in. So visually, this is great for Te Reo Māori. It shows that we value Te Reo Māori. We value as the official language of Aotearoa, and it helps with the revitalisation efforts.
Well, I'm so pleased, Reikura, to see that has happened. I mean, I've seen some of the ugly comments, and they have been rather, well, that's small-minded. They come from a sector of society that, thank goodness, is starting to pass away. I know that sounds rather harsh, but it is generational. And, if they know nothing and they choose to stay ignorant, well, kai te pai. But, we want to make sure that that our language is used, that mana is given to it. And I understand, Reikura, that the signs, the 94 signs, will be replaced, but they will come in over a period of time when they're due to be refreshed or replaced. Is that correct?
Etikana, that's exactly right. So it is a cost-effective way of introducing bilingual signs. So those who are hard hit by the cyclone up north, Tairawhiti, Kahungunu, and parts of Waikato, bilingual signage within the next few months and definitely within this year. So as they divert some of the roads and fix all the bridges and roads, you'll see bilingual signage a lot earlier in those regions. But in terms of Aotearoa wide, there'll be some signs like Kura School, which have already been introduced last year. That has already gone out to a lot of kura throughout Aotearoa, North Island, South Island. And then with other regions, this is probably different for Auckland because we have a lot of housing development, a lot of new road works. We're constantly, being diverted because there's another road works going on somewhere in Tāmaki. So you'll see bilingual signage a lot earlier in city centres like Tāmaki. But throughout other places, where there's not so many roadworks, they'll definitely happen over the next 5 years. And in the next 10 years, you'll see a lot more bilingual signage throughout Aotearoa. And so it is a slow rollout. And hopefully for those who, find change hard and difficult to deal with, it's not going to be in your face. All the signs in Aotearoa are all bilingual. No, ka hore. You'll see a gradual change throughout Aotearoa bilingual signage.
Yeah, I know. I think it's people who possibly don't like change or are fearful of change. And but then again, they should surely they know what's happening in New Zealand, Aotearoa at present. So they'll get left behind if they're not careful. I did think it was rather sad when I saw the comment, Reikura, where we need We need our potholes fixed first. You know, it doesn't matter. It might be potholes this time. It could be bridges next time. It'll never, for those people, absolutely, there will never be the right time for us to filter in our language. So, as I say, they're passing away, and it is a generational thing, I believe. I mean, there are some younger ones, of course, but by and large, and I'm telling you, they are people of my age. You know, that we've done the 3 score and 10, and then some, and then some. But, you know, and I feel it's sad. And again, you know, you cannot hold back the tide. And the tide of, and this is definitely iwi Māori time, you know, in terms of it's, you know, our time. And so like it or lump it, that's what I say.
No, you're right. And if I, you know, just make a point that they are in the minority. They can be sometimes more vocal than others, but in terms of the feedback that we've received so far, and this is through the NZTA website, where people can, you know, give their comments and contribute to consultation process, they are in the minority. So there are a lot more that are actually supportive of bilingual signage, and I say I do support what you say. It is a generation thing. I think a lot of the tamariki now, you know, those who are below 30, maybe 45, have had reo Māori throughout their schooling years and have become more accustomed to hearing Māori, waiata. You know, you hear it in a supermarket on the airplane. You've got stewardesses, you know, introducing where we have just landed or where we're heading to in Māori. So we're definitely more open, some generation, more open to being bilingual. Like other countries, and also another point is that, you know, Ireland and Wales, Ireland specifically, have had bilingual signage since the 1960s. So we're way behind on the times. Mm. And Wales, who has the same population as Aotearoa, they've had bilingual signage for quite some time. And we know from research done there, and also some of the research we've conducted here in Aotearoa, that bilingual signage is safe.
Yes, yes. Well, I just think it's you know, it's just the way to go, and I'm just looking forward to it. I mean, of course, here in Te Arawa, in Rotorua, and Mata, what's it, Matatua. Well, I mean, you see Māori signs everywhere. Absolutely, of course, everywhere. If you're going to Te Tiko, you'll go through Rotorua. If you're going to over to Tauranga, you'll probably go along the coast to Whakatāne or something like that, onto Te Kaha no Pōtiki. So just the more that we see it, it's just, there's nothing to be feared. So what else is happening at present with because you know you're promoting the use of te reo in homes and community. Right. So you're getting lots of what would you call it out into the community. Lots of learning material and support in the communities?
That's right. So over the past 7 years, Te Māpāwai has existed. We've been continuing to support support Māori language initiatives. And it's not just, you know, your big cities like Tāmaki and Pōneke. It is out in the community in rural areas. And we have board members who cover all of Aotearoa, and who are themselves Māori language champions. So they are also on the coalface, and they are there as teachers, as managers of wānanga. So we have a board that is absolutely on the ground and working very hard to revitalise and support the revitalisation of our reo. So when you look at areas like Matatua, Rotorua, Tainui, we have a very active community who are speaking. We have total immersion classes. We have initiatives within cafes, restaurants, across the board. All you can think of for our tamariki, to our kaumātua, supporting them to continue to speak Māori in our homes, continue to find other community groups where they can grow and support the language. To also ensure that our local iwi dialects are supported with resources and also supported in terms of the kaiako that are teaching at these wānanga and supporting these learners. There's huge efforts in terms of the number of whānau, and it's important that we have whānau participating in these wānanga and creating these resources because they will, you know, be teachers of generations. And that, I think that's the important point here, is that we're encouraging generations to learn Māori, maintain Māori speaking within the home, and ensure that they feel supported and that they know that their identity as Māori is valued, and their Māori language within their rohe, iwi, hapori, and you know, we have to talk about our urban Māori as well, that they all feel supported and revitalised in their reo within their whānau.
Well, that's great news. That is really great news. And so, is it 7 years since Matawai
was established? Yes, we're nearing our seventh year. Mm-hmm. We may seem, you know, I think we are quite young in terms of cities like Pauawhiri and other Māori language entities that have been around for a while. Because we have, you know, all of those people and leaders and real champions that we can pull on, I think we've been able to move forward a lot within that short time. And, you know, what we continually fight against and struggle with is equity in terms of funding, equity in terms of the voice, and whether or not government is recognising that, you know, we are the voice of iwi and urban Māori, and that, you know, we still are under-resourced. We are still in need of more support when it comes to all these language programs. So it is trying to, you know, ensure that government understands that. And I think, you know, to a certain extent, Māori have become accustomed to incremental change. And, you know, 50 years since the language, Māori language petition last year, is what we all celebrated last year, and 50 years of Matatini, 40 years of Kohanga Reo, you know, and only now do we see bilingual signage, only now do we see a real growth and revitalisation of our language. So, you know, we still need to, you know, wave that flag that, hey, you know, while we are seeing change, it's not enough. And so we continue to push, you know, our Māori MPs, push our MPs within the area that we live in, wherever that may be, for more support and continue to advocate on behalf of iwi.
Yeah, that's right. It has been incremental change, and it's taken a long time to come about, but it is happening now, slowly but surely, and the pace is, you know, the pace is growing. And the lovely thing about it is our mokapuna now, I mean, they and Pākehā mokapuna, they are exposed to te reo, they're exposed to our culture, they're going on noho marae, you know, it's just absolutely wonderful. And so thank you to the board there of Matawai, you know, to you, Reikura, and your board for the mahi that you're doing, to for the investment and the time and energy you're putting into ensuring that our language starts to gain prominence in all areas, and with our whānau and with our community and with the wider people in of Aotearoa as well.